Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. Today we're speaking with Adam Dodge, legal advocate for Laura's House, about the programs and services that Laura's House provides to seniors who are coping with elder abuse. Adam, why don't you start by telling us what elder abuse is?
Sure. The National Center on Elder Abuse defines elder abuse as intentional or neglectful acts by a caregiver or trusted individual that may lead to harm of an older adult age 65 years of age or older. Elder abuse is also perpetrated by complete strangers, often in the form of some type of scam. Elder abuse can also include physical abuse, neglect, emotional and psychological abuse, verbal abuse, including threats, financial abuse and exploitation, sexual abuse, isolation, and abandonment. In some cases, self-neglect is also considered mistreatment.
How widespread is elder abuse? Are there any statistics that point to its prevalence here in the United States?
Definitely. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cite elder abuse as a significant public health problem and estimates that in the United States alone, more than 500,000 older adults are abused or neglected each year. In addition, the Administration on Aging, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, estimates that each year 2.1 million older adults become victims of elder abuse, neglect, or exploitation. As you can see, statistics on the size of this problem vary widely and are likely an underestimate in many cases, as victims of elder abuse are often afraid to tell police, family, or friends about the violence. In fact, a 2003 study by the National Research Council estimates that only 1 in 14 cases of elder abuse ever comes to the attention of the authorities.
In situations where there is elder abuse, who are the typical abusers?
Well, a 1998 study by the National Center on Elder Abuse found that the vast majority, or approximately 90% of abusers, were family members, and in most cases, adult children, spouses, partners, and others. However, caregivers and even complete strangers can also perpetrate elder abuse.
What are some of the warning signs for elder abuse?
The identification of warning signs of abuse by friends, family, or members of the community is critical, as it's often the first step in getting someone assistance. It can also be challenging, as the warning signs are varied depending on the type of elder abuse. For example, there are some obvious signs of physical abuse that include bruises, cuts, burns, and broken bones, which may be a sign of battering, neglect, or mistreatment. Signs of neglect include things like lack of basic hygiene or clean clothing, sudden weight loss, or signs of dehydration and malnutrition, or even the absence of medical aids like glasses, walkers, or hearing aids. The signs of emotional and financial abuse are harder to detect and may include withdrawal from normal activities, a sudden change in mental alertness, or the onset of depression, or even a sudden change in financial status. Friends and neighbors may notice the use of belittling, threats, or other uses of power and control by a spouse or caregiver, and strained or tense relationships or frequent arguments with a spouse or caregiver can also point to abuse.
What are some of the factors that make an older adult vulnerable to elder abuse?
Well, domestic violence at any age is a complex issue, but some of the factors that can make older adults even more vulnerable include disabilities such as dementia or cognitive impairment, physical conditions that limit mobility, and social and economic factors that can cause isolation or dependence on others. There are also cases where a spouse or partner has traditionally exerted power and control throughout the course of the relationship, which could have spanned decades.
What are the legal ramifications of elder abuse? Can abusers be charged with a crime?
Absolutely. Most states have laws that address criminal penalties for various types of elder abuse, and some states even have increased penalties for those who victimize older adults. Laura's House legal advocates are available to advise our clients on local and state laws pertaining to elder abuse and can assist with the filing of restraining orders. We also partner with several local law firms who can provide further guidance on a pro bono basis to clients who are coping with elder abuse.
Our listeners have likely heard of Child Protective Services, but do not realize that there are also Adult Protective Services, or APS. Can you tell us a little bit about APS and what it can do to help victims of elder abuse?
Sure. Adult Protective Services, or APS, is designed to ensure the safety and well-being of elders and adults with disabilities who are in danger of being mistreated or neglected and are unable to take care of themselves or protect themselves from harm and have no one to assist them. APS is the first line of defense in combating elder abuse. APS receives reports of elder abuse, exploitation, or neglect. They investigate these reports, and if appropriate, they provide case planning, monitoring, and evaluation services. In addition to these casework services, APS may recommend resources in Orange County to elders, families, and caregivers to prevent further incidents of abuse and will report cases to law enforcement. In most states, APS caseworkers are the first responders to reports of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of vulnerable adults.
What can I do to prevent elder abuse?
Well, if you suspect elder abuse is taking place, report it to your local APS agency or law enforcement. Even if you believe the situation has already been investigated or APS has already been contacted, it's a good idea to make a report to be sure. If you notice the circumstances are getting worse, continue to speak out. Also, keep in contact with older friends, neighbors, and relatives. Maintaining communication will help decrease isolation, which is a risk factor for elder abuse. It will also give them a chance to talk about any problems they may be experiencing. But be mindful of the possibility of abuse taking place. Look around. Take note of possible red flags among older neighbors and acquaintances, and watch for any changes in their behavior, particularly around spouses, friends, families, and caregivers. Volunteering in programs that provide assistance and support for seniors is also a great way to get involved.
What programs and services are available to stop elder abuse?
In Orange County, there are several. In addition to APS and law enforcement, the Office on Aging has a call-in center that provides information and services to caregivers and older adults. The Council on Aging is a nonprofit that includes multiple entities providing services to seniors in the community. Community Service Programs, Inc., or CSP, has advocates at the courthouse to assist with elder abuse restraining orders. And finally, domestic violence agencies like Laura's House also offers services to individuals impacted by elder abuse. In addition, each community has its own health and social services programs available to address the underlying causes of abuse, stop abusive behaviors, and reduce the likelihood of abuse occurring again.
Adam, what resources does Laura's House offer for victims of elder abuse?
Laura's House provides counseling and shelter services to older persons who are in crisis and need help in fleeing domestic violence or elder abuse situations. We also offer legal assistance, as mentioned previously, and can help victims of elder abuse obtain restraining orders.
Can you recommend any resources that can provide information on how to recognize and prevent elder abuse?
Yeah, there are quite a few, actually. You can learn more about elder abuse by visiting laurashouse.org online, or you can visit websites such as the National Center on Elder Abuse, which can be located at ncea.aoa.gov, or the National Committee for the Prevention of Elder Abuse at preventelderabuse.org, or the National Clearinghouse on Abuse in Later Life at ncall.us, or finally, the National Association of Adult Protective Service Administrators can be found at apsnetwork.org.
Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to share this important information with us on the topic of elder abuse. Before we close, can you share some background on Laura's House for our listeners?
Absolutely. Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including emergency shelter and transitional housing, therapeutic counseling, psychoeducation and support services, legal support services, community education and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. Assistance is available to men, women, and children who have been impacted by domestic violence or elder abuse, and counseling is provided in both English and Spanish. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
If I'm a victim of elder abuse and want help to protect myself from further violence, how can I contact Laura's House?
Well, you can visit us online at laurashouse.org, or you can call our 24-hour hotline at 949-498-1511 or toll-free at 866-498-1511.
Thank you again for your time today, Adam.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.